This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Well, there are about 2 weeks plus left to the end of 2013. What's your take on the year that was?
I think 2013 turned out to be a rather good year as risk appetite returned post 13th general election on 5th May. Now, although the QE tapering concern in the second half of the year led to some foreign net equity outflow, the market has still surged to an all-time high of 1844 in recent days, with a year-to-date gain of more than 9%, while the broader small-cap index gained by even a larger quantum of about 37%.
You've also mentioned that the downtrend in Malaysia's corporate earnings growth momentum may be over and done with. What are some of the catalysts in store for earnings growth momentum in 2014?
Really, when we look at the third quarter results, which has just passed in November, there were still some earnings disappointments among some of the smaller cap stocks. But, you know, if you look at the FBM, KLSN component stocks, the overall earnings estimates have actually been raised post the reporting season. And going into the next calendar year, 2014, we anticipate the earnings growth to accelerate to 11.6% from 7.8% in 2013. Now, one may ask that, you know, given the subsidy rationalizations and fiscal reform, one would expect the earnings growth to taper off. But the reality is that, you know, with recent improvement in the CPO prices, as well as our expectation that, you know, credit costs will stabilize within the banking sector. And last but not least, the higher earnings growth expected in the utility sector because of a tariff hike. All this actually will translate into, you know, better earnings growth for the FBM KLCI going into 2014.
So what are some of the strategies that you're advocating for 2014?
Now, despite the widespread concern over imminent QE tapering by Fed, we are of the view that the pace and quantum of the tapering exercise may actually be rather gradual than widely expected, as the state of the U.S. economy is still quite fragile. In fact, we believe that no easy monetary policy may continue for quite a while in order to provide sufficient stimulus to the economy. Now, as such, you know, the eventual commencements of the tapering, widely expected in the first quarter of next year, may in fact remove much of the uncertainty and lead to potential rotational play back into emerging markets in the later part of 2014. So needless to say that we are rather positive of the outlook for 2014. Domestically, I think the Malaysian economy is also expected to be rather resilient with estimated 5% GDP growth. We have a end 2014 KLCI target of 1970. Based on mean market valuations, PE valuations of 15 times.
Well, what are some of the sectors that you are quite keen on as the popular ones so far that we hear fairly often are those related to ETP as well as oil and gas? So which ones are you partial towards?
Well, we have been rather bullish on oil and gas for many years now. And going into 2014, I think that investment team is still pretty intact. So we continue to be overweight on the sector. Beside that, you know, going into 2014, which is also Visit Malaysia year, we expect, you know, higher tourist arrivals as well as spending. And therefore, I think, you know, aviation sector is one of the key beneficiary of this investment team. Therefore, we are also overweight on the aviation sector. We also have a contrarian overweight sector on the bank on banks. Given the our view that, you know, the concerns, recent concerns over credit costs, okay, may have run its course and likely to stabilize going to 2014. Furthermore, I think the valuations of banking stocks is also rather undemanding following foreign foreign investors selling in the second half of this year, and therefore I think, you know, the banking sector is poised for a rebound, especially when, you know, foreign monies do come back into play in the second half of next year.
What are some of your top buys then? I assume that they'll fall within these sectors as well.
Yeah, okay, within the aviation sector, riding on a Visit Malaysia Year 2014 team, we like stocks like MAHB, Brahim, as well as Air Asia. For the play on oil and gas, we continue to like Sapura Kencana. Construction sector may be a neutral, as we see that, you know, government will be more selective in its spending. But nevertheless, I think we are also still bullish on some of the selective stocks, such as Gamuda. Surya Capital is also a stock that we like to capitalize on the EDP projects in Sabah. In banking, we like RHB Cap. Okay. Beside cheap valuations, we also see an M&A angle to it. Given the inflationary pressure, another strategy offers is also to look at, you know, the beneficiary of a subsidy cut. Okay, and therefore we like stocks such as Tenaga, which will benefit from an electricity tariff hike beginning January 2014. An indirect play on this same team would be Chaya Mata Sarawak, okay, given the fact that, you know, Peninsula Malaysia-based cement players will be affected by the electricity tariff hike. However, you know, Chaya Mata Sarawak will not be affected. Therefore, you know, it will have a significant cost advantage going to 2014. Now, last but not least, given a more tame domestic consumption environment in 2014, we like selective export-oriented stocks such as, you know, Kosan.
Thanks so much, Bernard Ching of Alliance Research. I'm Ku Sian Chun for BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.